This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, monitoring, waiting for call.
Oh, good morning there, Mr. Jeff. Happy Thursday.
Hello, hello. We missed you yesterday. We talked about you all day. We're kind of wondering if you were home playing with the radio.
It's funny. I was certainly home. I had a really rough night the night before. I think I told you the other day I got a little bit of a head cold, and man, it was coming on strong the other night, and it was like 12:30, 1:30, I was sitting up, and I'm like, man, I've got to get some sleep, and my head was just a mess, and I'm like, at this point, I'm just going to call in. So I submitted a PTO request, and I was still up a little while after that, and then ended up going to bed, and so there was no way after I was feeling how I was feeling to get back up in, you know, three hours or something and go to work. It would have just made things worse. So I took the day. you can even hear it today. I feel 1,000 times better, but man, whatever was hitting me was killing my sinuses. Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I don't know if it was allergies or what, but Yeah, so I'm back today, and I've got a little bit of catching up to do. There was some stuff I was supposed to work on yesterday, so we had parts shipped in overnight, so I have to catch up on those. And I got to clear this froggy stuff before the weekend. I've got three different events and a dinner to go to this weekend. So just like last weekend, it was full, which I think is how I ran myself down, or something. I don't know. Anyway, how are things?
Things are good. Today happens to be my 21st wedding anniversary. And then with the Bills game tonight, they're shutting down the South Campus at 1 o'clock. So I got an email yesterday that says, oh yeah, we don't have class. They're shutting school down. And still got to do your work. You got a couple assignments that are due, so make sure you get them in. So I was up last night for a bit, and then as soon as I get home from work, I got to hit the computer and submit one of my projects for networking.
Yeah, in a way, I guess it's nice when you're a student. But when they started announcing that stuff last year before, whenever it was the first time that I heard that, local schools were closing because of the game, I thought, man, that's silly. And maybe it's because I don't remember our school ever closing because of a major sports team's playing. But I always thought school is more important. And I still feel that. But I guess maybe from experience there's not much disruption in attendance and makes sense just to call it, but obviously the professor thinks that everyone's still going to be doing their thing, and so if he's going to have you work on your project, or he or she's going to have you work on your project, then yeah, he might as well just have a regular day. But just my opinion. But I guess if you can continue to work at home and get your stuff done, then that works too.
Well, the whole closing the school is because it's right on 28. And traffic is going to be ridiculous, both going to school and coming from school. And I don't think it's more of a, so you can watch the game. It's more just logistics of actually getting to class. And Thursday night games are relatively new. And because football used to just be, what, Sunday? Monday night maybe? But now they're just, it seems like every night of the week there's a major sporting event.
Oh, you're right. I didn't make the connection to the proximity of the stadium to the school. Okay. So it must be just South Campus then.
Yeah, South Campus is the only one affected from the proximity to the football stadium.
Yeah, and as for radio play, no, I didn't get to do any radio. Well, I shouldn't say any. I did a little bit of listening. I did a little some radio play, but not with the new radio. I was working on something else for a little while there. There was something I was going to do with regard to the new radio. But one, I had the head unit out in my truck, and I didn't feel like going outside. And two, I had the power cable at work. So I wanted to put new power pole connectors on there. And I had the cable at work and hadn't put the ends on yet, so I was going to just leave it there until I did. So I couldn't even power it up anyway. That's okay. And then this weekend, like I said, it's going to be pretty busy. So it might not even be until next week, following week. Plus, I'm trying to decide on which antenna mount I want to go with. Do I want to spend the money and get what I want, or do I want to cheap out and do like a tail light mount or something like that?
Sometimes having too many options is a horrible option, because then you probably spend a couple nights up with your brain going, do I want this, do I want that, which is cleaner, which is more economical, and yeah, there's too many options out there.
Yeah, my goal was to not have to drill holes in the body anywhere. I know there's a lot of grommets to pass through. I wanted something that I could put in easily and take out easily without doing much modification. I think power should be pretty straightforward. The where I mount the radio is going to be a question. I don't want to mount it where I mounted it in the last install, and then the antenna mount. The one that has me putting no holes in the truck is a little more expensive, and it's hard to justify. But if I do it, I'd want to put it in, obviously, before the snow flies.
I've seen it where a couple guys have bought a new radio, and then shortly after bought a new vehicle, just so they could mount the radio in a better spot. That's a little extreme.
If I had a Silverado, I'd have no problem. There's a lot of free real estate in that cabin there. The Colorado sort of makes the most use of all of its open space. As you look around the dash and console there, even through the openings in the steering wheel, it has something to see, something to be in with arm's reach in that open visible space. And what's not, the one good area, I already have my phone mounted there, and I probably don't want to move back, so I like that in that location. So it's going to be up above the rear view mirror for the head unit. So that one's not too much of an issue. But yeah, we'll figure it out. Not too big of a deal. Did we hear back from Brad so far this week, or is it next Monday he's due back?
No, Brad. Ross was saying that he's next Monday due. Other than that, he's away.
Yeah, I've got a radio, just a 2-meter radio, and a really cheap basic power supply to loan him to see how that works. Unfortunate that it's only 2 meters, because there's a lot of activity on 70 centimeters here that he could listen to, but this should help him get in better in our morning group once he gets that coax fixed or that antenna connector or whatever that is that's causing him problems.
Yeah, I've been trying to get the radio mounted in this car, but between school, my cousin was in town. He's in town from California for the Bills game, so we all went out to dinner last night. Brought my daughter. My wife was like, "Do you mind if I don't people today?" And I'm like, "Whatever you want, kid." She wasn't even home from work yet before we had to be there, so that was easy. But between school, I still got to cut the grass one more time. the deck still got to get played with. I'm trying to kind of make it safe for the winter. I don't want all my work to get ruined. And just everything's on top of another, on top of another. It's like I could use a day or two off of work just to get stuff done, but I really don't have the time. It's quite difficult being an adult right now.
Yeah, I noticed you don't have the antenna on the car. I don't know if you've got that laying down in the trunk or if you removed that installation altogether.
I took my wife's car to Kentucky, so I left her this car, and she goes to the parking ramp downtown, so it was easy enough just to take all the radios out of the car and not get them all scraped up from the shallow rooftops.
Oh, see, that's another thing to consider when I had my back rack on the truck. And that would be another option, but I don't know if I want to put a back rack on here. The back rack that I have fits the old truck but doesn't fit this new truck. And I used to have antennas on there, and that was nice because that was nice and sturdy. Yeah, you had to run the coax in through the body, but I found a spot. But that was nice and strong. But you talk about clearance. Anytime, yeah, obviously I didn't park in any garages or parking ramps without taking it down. But the occasional car wash, I had to take that off or tip it down and anchor it. That's something I'll have to take into consideration as well. That's okay. I'll try to figure out the logistics of it. All right. I think it's just you and I. I'm going to guess being Thursday, Ross is probably already here.
Okay. He didn't say anything yesterday, but I know they got a lot going on, plus they got a new person in their room. So, yeah. All right. Well, 73s, we'll talk in real life.
All right, this is K2PCB. I am clear.